Welcome to Kindly Speaking, an etiquette podcast dedicated to all things etiquette, manners, civility, and protocol. We are affiliated with Mind Your Manners Etiquette School, Incorporated. I'm your host, Miss Tanisha Thomas. I'm also the founder of Mind Your Manners Etiquette School, Incorporated. And this podcast is extremely meaningful to me, as well as our Mind Your Manners Etiquette School brand. This will allow us to continue our mission to share civility with the world and to introduce, possibly reintroduced, etiquette to the masses. So this podcast not only allows us to have freedom of speech, it allows us to also engage with other individuals who are just as enthusiastic about etiquette as we are. So for example, we will host other speakers, etiquette enthusiasts, professionals, anyone who wants to talk about etiquette in any forum. We're going to have a variety of topics throughout our career with Kindly Speaking. And during this time, we will have a bi-weekly podcast on Thursdays for 30 minutes. And during that time, we will not only host guest speakers, we will also answer questions. So we will allow our audience to chime in, call in, and we'll be able to have open discussions about all things etiquette. So we do welcome everyone to share our podcast on their social media outlets with their friends and to tune in. So we're very excited. So the first order of business is etiquette. Let's talk about what is etiquette. It sounds fancy, right? It is, but it's really simple. It's really simple. During National Etiquette Week this year, I did a very brief video about the meaning of etiquette versus manners. And I shared with everyone that etiquette really is just an instruction guide. It is about the proper way to behave in society. But however, anything can have an etiquette, literally anything. Whether we agree with it or not, it has a rule. So I really want to explore what that is. What is etiquette? Before we go into talking about the definition of etiquette, I would first like to address one of my pet peeves about etiquette, and it really stems from the pronunciation of etiquette. There are times when I speak to individuals or I have individuals who are sharing with me about just various topics concerning etiquette. And they're wanting to, I would say maybe impress me, I don't know, but they pronunciate etiquette incorrectly. So audience, have you heard anyone say etiquette? Etiquette? Unfortunately, it is incorrect. It is a faux pas. However, I understand why some individuals pronounce it etiquette and etiquette because of the Q in the word etiquette. However, the QU is silent and it is pronounced etiquette, etiquette. So what I would like for individuals to do, if you are unsure of how to pronunciate etiquette, is to practice. And that is the segue into what is etiquette, because etiquette takes practice. There is not one etiquette rule or one etiquette instruction or one etiquette guide where you will become a master at immediately. Hence, I am not a master of etiquette. However, I have mastered some skills, which has allowed for me to be able to teach certain skill sets to people in my business. However, I'm not perfect and I don't have all of the answers. And I also continually learn about a variety of etiquettes. So, I do encourage my audience and clients and anyone that I come in contact with is to practice. So if you are saying etiquette, I do encourage you to cease. Cease saying the word etiquette and practice. It is etiquette. 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 Please repeat after me one more time. Etiquette. So let's move on. Let's move on. So what is etiquette? As I've shared, it is rules. It is the proper way of doing something. But what makes etiquette so intimidating if it is just rules? I really think it is the history behind etiquette. I also think, and this is something that I discussed with my recent trainees during our recent certification workshop, classism. Etiquette, or the rules of etiquette, were initially brought about to separate the classes. It really was intended for individuals of, let's say, upper class to abide by these rules or sort of separate commoners from upper class. Well, nowadays, that's not necessary, and it is actually a faux pas and impolite to separate individuals based on an etiquette. Does it happen? I would say it does in modern society, but I believe it's become less and less of an issue than prior generations and previous times. So, what I do encourage everyone to do is still be familiar with the etiquette of their everyday surroundings, the etiquette of the different behaviors that they have to engage in. That's important. And also familiarize yourself with etiquettes that you may not be in tune with on a day-to-day basis. That will also leverage you on different skill sets. So we're going to talk a little bit more about etiquette on our next break. We are back from our break, and our last discussion was about classism in etiquette, and we believe, and I would love to hear from my audience, and you can always comment in our social media platforms on Instagram, and our name is at Mind Your Manners Etiquette, or on Facebook at Mind Your Manners Etiquette School, or Twitter on @minds_manners. But what is your thoughts on classism and etiquette? Do you believe that etiquette was founded on, or still is, only important or necessary in upper class? What about our day-to-day individuals, our children, our youth? Anyone, do you think it's necessary for us common folk to really, really be in tune or up to date on the current trends and etiquette? What about things that everyone does, such as dining etiquette? I would say that is one of my most popular lessons that I teach. And whether it is with a client that has a high social status, versus a underprivileged student in an organization that I am training, it's the same. There are individuals of certain classes or upper class that may not know the basics of dining etiquette in the same way as someone and who may be of a lower class or underprivileged as well. They don't know the same dining etiquette rules as the next person. So does classism really matter? Are we really all the same? And my answer is absolutely. Everyone is the same. We all wouldn't necessarily say we all start in the same playing field, but there are rules to society and behavior that are not only particular to a certain class of people. And so that's where learning about etiquette becomes important. Having an open mind about etiquette, wanting to be curious about etiquette, to me is important. And so my goal again is to share my passion and open up the forum to talk about the importance of etiquette and why everyone should in some way relate to it. So today, again, my job was to welcome you to our podcast, Kindly Speaking, as well as welcome you to the world of etiquette by first defining it. And that is the beginning of it, is understanding what etiquette is. And also to help individuals understand that it is not complicated. Etiquette is simple. Etiquette's simple, it's also necessary. So as we close on our first episode, yay! I want all hand claps. I want everyone to feel comfortable and to also be engaged in our social behaviors. We will continue on the topic of what is etiquette, but it will be explained and it will surface in different platforms and topics that we will cover. I believe our third or fourth episode will be our first guest speaker, and she is an educator out of Atlanta, Georgia, and I am excited to introduce you to her. And I won't prematurely introduce her, but she will be a delightful treat on our third or fourth episode coming to Kindly Speaking. So again, I am excited to announce to the world our first episode, our first venture in podcast world, Kindly Speaking. It's a new venture for Mind Your Manners Etiquette School, the brand, as well as myself. It allows me to have this platform to talk about all things etiquette, manners, civility, but we're going to have fun with it because that is also my purpose, is to show everyone how exciting it can be. It is not boring. It is not for a certain class. It is for everyone. Everyone. And to close, I want everyone to practice etiquette. And for those who are not pronunciating etiquette correctly, it is etiquette. Etiquette. So I really want to thank everyone for tuning into our first episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I also hope it provoked some thoughts into etiquette. And I hope it also encouraged everyone to become comfortable with it. It is for everyone. It is not for a higher status or for certain people, because I am also encouraging everyone to engage, ask those questions that may seem uncomfortable. I would love to help you answer them and bridge any doubts that you may have about whether taking lessons in civility or investing in etiquette lessons. We are here to help you with that. So again, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Tune in. We have a bi-weekly podcast on Thursdays where we talk about all things etiquette, civility, manners, and protocol. So again, good night, everyone, and thank you for your time. And don't forget, tune in, subscribe, follow, everything, share, whatever you need to do. Please get on the bandwagon with etiquette and kindly speaking, as well as Mind Your Manners Etiquette School. Thank you so much, everyone. This is Miss Tanisha Thomas signing off of Kindly Speaking and Etiquette Podcast. Bye-bye.